your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with The Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, The Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast from Apathetic Enthusiasm.
In this episode, Brandon and I have recovered mostly from San Diego Comic-Con, and we are back with a recap about everything we did, saw, bought, and it's Apathetic Enthusiasm. Hi, everybody. I'm Travis.
And hi, everybody. I'm Brandon. Sorry for that quick delay. I wanted to make sure that original sound for musicians was turned off before I started talking to you, Travis.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And the listener appreciates
you started. You started laughing as I started doing. What happened? What happened in that moment? For
all right,
for the audio
when we start recording, and I'll leave it in for the video. Typically, when we start recording our audio, and then Brandon gives me a countdown in 5, 4, 3, 2. And this is a good communication device so that Brandon can let me know when he is going to start the sound that you hear at the beginning of any Apathetic Enthusiasm podcast, which is,
you asked for it. Here it is. It's a podcast. Uh-huh. Apathetic Enthusiasm.
Shout out to Mateo there. And your counting is important because the cadence of your count gives me an indicator as to when to press record on my end to capture the video. So if you get creative with the cadence of your counting and say in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, or anything to that matter, I might accidentally press record too early in anticipation for your hitting the button. So there may be at the start of this video, Brandon saying 1, and then you ask for it.
I want to give you some additional insight, some color commentary. Basically, I did the countdown, and I was looking. I was putting my finger over the music button. I'm like, oh no, that's not the one we're supposed to start with. I'm supposed to start with the Matt thing. So that little gap of time was me going like, oh no, shoot. I got to do Matt first.
slow down. Anyway, hello everybody. Welcome to the podcast that is Apathetic Enthusiasm. We are Brandon and Travis. I'm Travis. He's Brandon. This is our first podcast back from San Diego Comic-Con. If you're a regular listener, you know all about the fact that we were going. If you want to see any of the stuff we did, extra photos, things like that, you can follow us on X at Apathusiast. I don't think we posted no, that's not true. We posted a couple things on X because I was trying to increase the viewership of our YouTube shorts. So you can see a couple of videos if you go to our X profile on Facebook, facebook.com/apathetic enthusiasm show. Instagram, apathetic_enthusiasm. You can go to our website, apathetic enthusiasm apathetic.com for all of our podcast stuff. YouTube.com/apathetic enthusiasm. The aforementioned videos that I talked about are there. And then patrons over at patreon.com/apathetic enthusiasm. Got bonus content. Has any of that gone up,
Brandon? Yeah, no. Okay. Some of it's gone up already. Like I put that stuff up there last week, Travis.
While we were there?
Last week?
I don't know. Well, time is an illusion now.
No,
I was out of town for 2 weeks. I in and out of theme parks. I don't know.
Yeah, no. Last week is not Comic-Con. Last week was your Disney trip.
Yes.
So by Thursday, I'd posted our walk through the the convention floor.
The awful impromptu walk through the expo.
And then also our sitting in line waiting for Deadpool. And I think I also posted our 40 more stops.
Good.
Where we talked
good,
about
because I really talked that one up. So some of this content may be repetitive for the patrons, but we'll go through it and we'll see how it goes. What I thought we would do because the last episode in earnest that we produced for the podcast was a San Diego Comic Con primer. It was about the stuff we had planned to do, the things that we wanted to do. So now San Diego Comic Con has happened, 2024. And some of those things we were able to do, other things we were not as successful at. So I want to just look back at what our plans were and then use that to guide our conversation for what we actually did and what we liked, maybe okay. What we disliked a little bit. And I will say we can throw in a bonus with this, talking about our thoughts on the movie that we got to see while we were out at San Diego Comic Con as well. So
sure.
If you're picking up what I'm putting down.
Down. This is great. We should write some show notes that kind of outline that thought.
Get right on that, Brandon. So in terms of the things we saw, we were there. We were there pretty much the whole weekend. And we did go to several panels. I feel like we went to less panels this time that weren't things we felt either obligated or like we had to go to. There were a couple panels we went to that were just like stuff we wanted to see for us. But did you have a particularly favorite panel from the weekend that you went to?
Yes, Travis. Thank you for teeing me up for this one. The panel that I liked the most was, I don't know. I was looking for a joke panel that we could have gone to. By the way, this segment is called panels. So go to mark that time. Yeah. The panels that we went to, we saw Ghosted. I think we saw part of the Ghosted panel.
Ghosts. I think it's a show on ABC, CBS.
Yeah. Maybe? Which is a remake of a British show of the same name.
All the best American sitcoms are.
But that panel was packed, and we didn't go to see that panel. We actually went to go that panel so we could see the Futurama panel after that, and then the Simpsons panel after that. Yes. And so I would say that I liked the Futurama panel. I really enjoyed because all of the cast came out with the exception of Pamela Seagal. She wasn't there, which Chelsea told me that I think her husband passed away recently. That might be why she wasn't there. But the whole cast is there. They did a table read of one of the new episodes that came out. It hasn't come out yet. I think that's next Monday that particular episode's going to come out.
It's one of the new episodes premiering on Hulu for the new season.
And then they showed the second act. They actually showed a clip of the second act of that episode, all the animation. So that was really, really cool. And then they talked a little bit. Matt Groening was there. So all the Q&A was random questions. And then Groening handed out big ass pictures that he drew of the
huge sketches, original artwork that is instantly extremely valuable, I would assume. Like the fact that, oh, here's a hand-drawn, I don't know, Fry from Futurama for Matt Groening, says it's from Comic-Con, all this stuff. Like, yeah, that's, hold on to that. Make sure you have your poster tube ready.
Yeah, for real.
It's funny, actually, because he did the same thing for the Q&A in the Simpsons panel, and they got through questions, and he had extra sketches, I would assume. So I saw on Kevin Smith's Instagram, because Kevin Smith moderated the Simpsons panel, when he got home, he had one of those sketches. Like, Matt Groening had given one to Kevin Smith, and he was all excited about it and stuff, but it was so crumpled up, like, in the picture. It was so, like, just, like he had, like, shoved it in his, you know, gigantic, you know, jacket or whatever that he wears.
I don't
know how he got it home. Like, he just threw it in the trunk or something, or the Uber driver.
He didn't have a free Hulu Animayhem poster tube to
use. He missed out. But yeah, I agree with you. Like, that Futurama panel, I think, was one of my favorites as well, because of the table read, because it was almost like taking you behind the scenes a little bit live right there, getting to imagine what this episode would look like as all of these talented voice actors are going through the script. And then all of a sudden, all right, now let's cut to the actual episode and play the second act for you from the actual animated, you know, episode. And that was really cool. You could kind of like see the different processes it built over time and then went into questions. So I thought that was really good. The Simpsons panel, I think, was also a lot of fun, but I think because of the table read, the Futurama one edged out a little bit more for me.
Yeah, because the Simpsons one didn't have any of the voice actors there. And so it was, you know, no offense to the writers and the producers and the directors and Matt Groening.
And Seth Green.
from Stupid Buddy. No offense to them. Or Kevin Smith, but I'm like, it's kind of a step down. The voice actors aren't there, right?
Yeah.
But I still enjoyed that one. I'll tell you what I don't know if you can predict what my favorite moment from the Simpsons panel is, Travis. There's one specific moment that was, I cracked me up. It made me laugh so much. And everyone else stopped laughing. And stop groaning right away. And I'm still laughing.
I feel like as soon as you say it, I'm going to recall. Okay. Because I feel like I remember in the moment, I was like, Brandon's loving this.
Okay. So they talked a lot about the Treehouse of Horror. And they talked about, there's also Treehouse of Horror Presents. So they have the annual Treehouse of Horror, the three stories throw up for 30 minutes. But they also have Treehouse of Horror Presents, where they do like a full episode that takes on something. Like they did It last year. So one of the things they're going to do, I think, for this year's Treehouse of Horror is they're going to do lots of Ray Bradbury stories. So the writers are all talking about like, oh, how excited they are to like go through all of Ray Bradbury's stories and find out which stories would be good Simpsons episodes, right? And so then Matt Groening talks about when the Simpsons first came out, Ray Bradbury like wrote into like some newspaper or something bashing the Simpsons and saying the Simpsons sucked.
Yeah.
And so Matt Groening was like, yeah, but now look where he is. Or something like that. Ray Bradbury died like 3, 4, or 5 years ago. And
he basically insulted Ray Bradbury and said like, well, look, I wonder what he thinks about it now.
And
knowing full, explains as a joke.
Then the audience was like, oh, and it was like, what an asshole. What an asshole thing to say. But it was just so hilarious, that and the reaction in the crowd, and then him explaining that, oh, well, because he's dead. Brilliant. Brilliant. What a dick, though.
Yeah, it was good. Other panels of note that we went to, obviously we went to the Rick and Morty panel, which this year was the Rick and Morty anime. Got a chance to interview that creative team, which you'll be seeing on an episode of Interdimensional RSS that'll come out relatively soon. I mean, that was a good panel. We didn't really get to go to any other Adult Swim panels just because of our schedule and the way things were set up. What else did we go to?
We tried to go to the Silo panel. But whatever was in that room at that time was there was no way we're getting in that room.
We were set up for failure a little bit because that Ghosts panel, we were like, it was all in Ballroom 20, which is, I think it's the second largest panel room after
Hall H. Yeah.
So I'm expecting a significant line when we go there first thing in the morning, and we're looking for the line, and they're like, yeah, there's no line. You just go in. Right. Oh, yeah. Okay, sweet. So we walk in, sit through the Ghost panel, sit through the next two panels that we enjoyed, and we're like, all right, cool. Like that wasn't too bad at all. Managed to get like pretty close to the front by the start of that third panel. And we're like, all right, Silo's going to be no problem. Like Silo's a good show, but like, I don't think it was like, it's definitely not as big as like Futurama or The Simpsons, yeah. I don't think.
Or Fallout.
Sure. Same show. No. So we go back, and when we go to get in line for the Silo panel, the line is stretching half the length of the convention center and then wrapping around outside of the building. And we walk the length of the line inside, and then where it wraps to go outside, they're like, no, you got to go back to the other end to get in line. You got to start at the other end. And we're like, yeah. No, we don't. We are done with this. So we missed out on the Silo panel. Just kind of a bummer, but yeah, we did wait in line for one other panel.
Yeah. I mean, maybe this should be our favorite panel, but it's the circumstances surrounding this panel that made it not our favorite.
Here's what I will say is the Deadpool and Wolverine Celebration of Life panel. I do not count as my favorite panel simply because it didn't really feel like a panel.
Yeah. Yeah.
We will start at the beginning. If you listen to our primer, right, you know that I got access to this panel because I won a random lottery where me and a plus one could go and attend this Celebration of Life panel on Thursday evening, where Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman, Kevin Feige, the head honcho over at Marvel Studios, and the director, Sean Levy, they're all going to be there. And you're going to get to go to this panel. You're not going to have to wait in line like all the other Hall H panels.
No way.
You won. Only you can go. And the other 6,000 people that won. So it told us to check in at 4:00 for the 6:30 panel. We went to the spot to check in right at 4. It said check in start at 4. So long as you're checked in before 6:15, you're good. We weren't going to risk it. We're going there at 4:00.
Yeah, no, even before that. Before that, we're like, well, we're like, I'm like, the Morty, the Rick and the Rickmobile, the Mortymobile is somewhere around here. We should go look for it. And we had the map on my phone. It was like, oh, it's over here, right? And it was like 2:00 or something like that. And so we walk around, so hot, so sweaty, and it was like, well, okay, let's head back. We can't find it. So we get back to where the Hall H line is supposed to start, like around like 3:30, because we want to get there a little bit early, right? Because there's gonna be a line for the line.
And mind you, 45 minutes. I don't even think it was an hour earlier when we first walked by there to go search for the Rickmobile. Empty. There wasn't like there were people kind of like hanging out there, but it wasn't like there was like a large line forming or anything like that. There were just people that were like waiting extra early to try and check in. And we're like, look at these guys. We're going to go find the Rickmobile and then we'll come back. First off, we didn't find the Rickmobile.
Nope.
Second, by the time we walk back and it's around a little before 4 o'clock, we go up to random convention center security person and say, hey, we're here to check in for this Deadpool panel. Where's the check-in? And he says, the line's over there across the street. All right.
Okay.
Line? Like, okay, like that's, you're just supposed to check in. Line's over there. All right. So we turn around and cross a street that we've crossed several times. We're used to walking this path between the convention center and the Hilton Bayfront and the area where Adult Swim is set up, where Hulu Animayhem is set up,
where Abbott Elementary is set up.
Yeah, they got a whole carnival set up out there.
The Voodoo Ranger boat
is out there.
The IMDb boat.
So we turn around and we see the line across the street. We're like, oh, there it is. All right, well, I guess we'll go hop in line. And then we proceed to walk a distance that I measured on Google Maps.
Okay.
That turned out to be 0.6 miles.
Okay.
So I overestimated it, but it was over half a mile in total. That's how far the line stretched by the time we got to the end of it. Around 4:15, a little after 4,
yeah,
by the time we walked to the end.
So all those things we mentioned, Animayhem, Adult Swim, Abbott Elementary, Voodoo, I Am the Boat, all of that. And then we make a left and we follow the marina. And then the marina trail goes all the way around the like the Crunchyroll arena, whatever they're calling it at that point.
Yeah, it's some nice outdoor amphitheater that Crunchyroll had set up for something, I think, on Saturday night.
It's like a
One Piece concert.
Yeah, it's like a little like peninsula. It like a peninsula juts out from the bayfront.
I believe it's an embarcadero is the term I was taught growing up in California.
there you go. Embarcadero. And so we get to the end of that and like, holy shit, I don't know if we're going to get into this thing.
Yeah. And lots of people were still coming and lining up after us to the point where we could not see the end of the line where we were. And mind you, it's curving around geographical features and things like that. We stand out there without sunscreen. Our fault. But we stand out there in the sun for a couple hours. Everyone around us is like super negative. They're like, I don't think we're even getting into this thing. We're certainly not getting into it on time.
There's a couple people in front of us. He's like, yeah, like they're not even checking emails, you know, and like people have printouts, like, and you know, to be fair,
I clearly hear the group in front of us saying, yeah, we all got the confirmations, but she didn't, but she's still going to try. And I think if that's four people in front of us, how many situations in front of us is that same scenario happening?
Yeah. Yeah. How many of these people didn't realize that you needed an email to be in this line and are waiting? Right.
Yeah.
You know, and that's an active conversation we had anyway. So we're waiting out there for a long time. We record our little mini, like 10, 15 minute podcast while we're waiting. And you're so far back that you can see the line when it starts to move a little bit. You're like, okay, here's some accordion stuff going to happen. We're moving. But then you see him move like 10 feet and then stop. And you're like, okay, now I'm waiting. And then you wait like 20 more minutes for it to move again. You're like, oh my God, we're not going to get in there.
Those are just the people that died waiting in line that they've moved out of the way so they can move.
They pushed into the water down the rocks. Anyway, eventually we start moving, right? And so we walk that 0.6 miles back. We're making our way, and we get to that same road that we had crossed several times before. And at that point in time, the line was moving pretty well. So it was like, oh, okay, maybe they figured their stuff out. Well, what they did were like, raise your hand if you have an email. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Okay, cool. But they didn't check. They're like, just raise your hand if you have an email.
There was one point where we turn a corner and they're like, have your emails out and ready. Have your emails up and ready.
That's right.
And so I'm like making sure, like there were two emails that were sent from Comic-Con. One that was like saying you got in and one that was like clarifying information. I'm like on my phone making sure I have the right email. It's like in my email app. I'm not like doing screenshots. I'm not messing around. We walk across that same street. We are now back where we talked to that original security guard. They're like, all right, go this way. Get your bags checked. Go through security. I'm still holding up my phone, like email. They're like, yeah, go other side of security, other side of security. So we go through metal detectors. They check our bags. At this point, it is like 6:40. Like the panel was supposed to start 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And we're like Olympic speed walking now. Yeah. Like we're not quite at a run. We're not quite jogging, but we're moving at a pretty healthy clip. We circle around the stalls where the Hall H lines usually start and go down a row where they pass out our goodies, the gift that we received from Marvel Studios.
That's right. I have my Twilight Zone mask on mine.
We got the popcorn buckets. These are the Deadpool designed by Deadpool Wolverine popcorn buckets, where his mouth is really open and big.
Yeah, and the tongue is like silicone. It feels very nice. So, let me tell you,
we both got these popcorn buckets. Mine had a water bottle, some pins, and I think that was it. Yours had nothing.
Mine had nothing. Mine had nothing in it, and I didn't want to go back because I didn't want to miss the panel. Just to let you know what this pin looks like, it's like a heart, right? There's a Deadpool side and there's a Wolverine side. It's for best friends. I didn't get a pin. So, I mean, I just thought it'd be really cool if like I got half and Travis got half, but Travis never, he did whatever he was going to do. And
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
Hey, Brandon, have you looked at the Lorcana cards that I gave you yet?
Oh, no, I haven't. I don't have it.
Maybe you should do that sometime soon, pal.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. Now I got it.
Anyway. Yeah. So they rush us in. Where are those? You're like, where the heck are they? I threw them away on the 405 driving back to LA.
Hate Lorcana.
Throw them out the window. My bit was to not tell you they were in there and just wait someday to figure out how long it was going to be before you actually looked at the deck of cards.
Tyler and Jeff at work, I was going to bring in that deck to play. So to learn together. So I would have found it sooner than later, but
that's good. That's good. So we're rushing in, we have our popcorn buckets. We get to like the front of Hall H. I'm still holding up my phone. Like, who's going to check my email? And the guy just looks at me. He's like, put your phone away. We're not checking those. And I'm like, oh, we turn into Hall H and Brandon taps his badge on the entry things that we're tapping your badge is like commonplace in Comic-Con. Every time you go into the convention center, every time you leave different places, you learn, tap your badge on the right. Like this is just like a muscle movement that, Brandon taps his badge. It turns red. They're just like, just keep going. And I was like, obviously Brandon's is red. He's the plus one. I'm the one, my badge is the one that has the email on it. So mine will turn green. I tap my badge, it turns red. I was like, all right, something is wrong. Something is very wrong. But we're just rushing in. We sit in like one of the back sections. We actually get towards the front of one of the rear sections of Hall H.
Yeah.
But we're still a good like 100 yards from the front of the stage.
And Hall H has three sections. And in each one of these sections, there's a big screen that you can see what's happening on the main stage. So I make the conscious decision. Like I want to make sure that like, we're not going to get up to the front, but
absolutely not.
pretty sure the movie's going to be shown tonight. So let's center ourselves as much as we can with one of these screens. And so we find a good spot, and that's where we sit. And as soon as we sit down, the guy who was like probably quelling the audience for a while was like, okay, let's call up Paul Feige. And so then
Kevin Feige.
Kevin. Yeah. Sorry. I was thinking of Paul Feig.
Yeah.
who we saw and we got stupid glasses from. Jackpot.
Jackpot glasses. So he comes like we sit down probably a minute before he starts. They stop stalling for time and they bring up the director. They bring up Ryan Reynolds. They bring up Hugh Jackman, and they're all sitting at the panel like you would like a normal panel. Like they have the table out there. They have the little name tags and all of that fun stuff.
Yeah. And so they proceed to talk for like 20 seconds, not that long at all. And then they said, let's show the movie. And everyone cheers. And then, you know, it's Hall H. It's this big, there's 6,000 people in there. And so the sound quality isn't the best. Plus there's like cheering whenever something cool happens, or the laughter whenever something funny happens, or a cameo happens. And so, and there's no, you know, you can read lips sometimes when you can't quite hear, but when you are Deadpool and you have a mask over your mouth, I don't know what he said. It was still funny. It still was a good time, but I was like, I'm gonna watch this movie again. So
definitely need to go see it again.
So I did. I went on my birthday to see the movie again.
Good.
So
I haven't gone and seen it yet a second time. Sheena hasn't seen either of the first Deadpool movies, so I think I'm gonna have her watch those and then try and get her out to see the third one.
Good call.
Yeah. I mean, the movie's been out for a couple of weeks now. Like we saw it a few hours early, because I think there were some showings that same night because it was releasing the next day. But it was a cool experience. It was a cool way to, I'm always going to remember how I saw Deadpool 3, right? Like in the fact that we were in that room, and we were fortunate to be in that room, really, when I think about it, because when they filled in that section behind us, they cut the line. And the stories that I've heard are that the line continued to extend back as far as our original place in line when we started.
Oh, shit.
The line was still that long when they cut the line and said, sorry, we can't let anybody else in.
Yeah. So, okay, real quick side story that's related to that. When we walked across the street from the marina and we made a right back towards the Animehem portion, right, the line was moving quickly, and you freaked out for a second. You're like, oh, are we in the right line? Are we in the right place?
100%. Well, because when we crossed that marina and then like crossed the street, there was like a weird like turn, and then we were on the wrong side of the line, or of like the sidewalk, and there was a Hall H line
on the other side,
like that was stopped, and I genuinely thought that we had crossed, and whoever we were following in the line just started walking behind the people in front of them, and that those people were just crossing the street.
Yeah.
And I thought, because we were moving so fast, I genuinely thought we had just gotten out of the line and we're just walking down the street now. And because I saw this Hall H line next to us that we were walking past, and I was like, we messed up. We ruined it.
Yeah, and we did, and we looked at the people behind us and the people in front of us, like, no, we're still in line. Okay. Cause it eventually like it stopped again for like half a second. But the what I want to point out is that Hall H line on the other side, that's what that was. It was the continuation of us, of
the line that we were in.
And we were like, no, this is a line for tickets for tomorrow. No, that was
the same line.
Yeah,
it's all one line all the way down. Yeah, at some point we maybe right at the end we'll give a spoilerific review of Deadpool Wolverine. But as far as things that we saw, that was probably the biggest thing that we saw for sure. And the panels were a lot of fun. When we come back, what we're going to talk about is some of the stuff we got. So the things we bought, the swag that we had. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll show you all the fun stuff that we got at Comic-Con 2024.
Your next great vacation might be something you've never even considered. A private yacht in a beautiful location just for you and your closest friends and family. Explore the beaches of the Virgin Islands, the ancient shores of Greece, or the tropical paradise of Tahiti. This is not a cruise. This is a yacht charter vacation with the Moorings. And it's easier than you think. With hundreds of award-winning yachts to choose from, located in over 20 beautiful sailing destinations, the world is in your hands. Whether you're an experienced boater or looking for a more genuine once-in-a-lifetime vacation, the Moorings can make your dream a reality. Call us today and start your journey to your next great escape. Your private yacht awaits at moorings.com. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Obviously, Comic-Con is a lot of fun and there's lots of things to see, but there's a gigantic expo floor that is full of vendors, just with all the exclusives, all those fun things that you can only get at San Diego Comic-Con. We were there from preview night, Wednesday evening, all the way through Sunday morning, and boy, did we... We dropped some cash. We got a bunch of freebies as well. I don't know, Brandon, how do you want to start this? Do you want to start with free stuff? Do you want to talk about some of the stuff that you bought? What are you excited about that you brought home?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, let's talk about things I missed out on.
Okay. Yeah.
So as we talked about in our primer, there's one main thing I wanted to get on preview night, and it was the Total Recall making of movie book. There are only 20 copies signed by Paul Verhoeven, the director, and I wanted to get that thing. But what happened was, because we were looking around, we went to the Adult Swim preview night thing, and so by the time we got back, we were walking through the to get in line to go in, and we walked to the place that wasn't the actual line to get in until everybody else in line got in, which was a mistake. And I was like, it's not going to be there. It's not going to be there. Which I was like, nobody wants that, Brandon. They're lucky if they sell even one of those books.
I'm surprised if they'll sell out over the weekend.
So we get in, I go straight for it, Titan Entertainment, I think it is. And, I'm like, do you have any left? And like, no, we don't. The last one just got sold. I'm like, fuck. He's like, heartbreak. Am I right? I'm like, yeah. And I walked away and I came back. I'm like, well, I still want the book. So I did get Total Recall, the official story of the film. And it did, because I got it at Comic-Con, I also did get a 4 gig USB memory stick. Oh,
ooh. There you go. Hey, you can totally recall your files.
Hey-o. So preview night was full of these kind of like, let's try to get as much stuff as we can of the things that we want, the exclusives we can. The exclusives
we can. We talked about it before, but like we failed preview night the first time we went because we didn't fully appreciate what preview night was. Preview night's really for shopping because it's an opportunity to get a lot of things that people that aren't going on preview night won't be able to get. There's no panels or anything else going on, so like everybody's there just kind of for shopping purposes. So a lot of the exclusives are gonna go that first night, and we knew that going in, but because we picked the wrong line and we had something going on like the hour before the floor opened that we knew we weren't going to like be able to sit there and wait in line like for a while to like be some of the first people to get on the floor. By the time we actually got there, it was packed. Like by the time we actually stepped out on the floor, I was like, holy, where did all these people come from? Like, I mean, I saw a bunch of people funneling in front of us, but I still wasn't like emotionally or physically ready for the mobs of people there trying to buy things. So one of the first things that I went for was Con Rangers. They have a cute little booth where they give out or they sell merit badges, right? Like for like scouts. And it's Comic-Con themed merit badges. So if you got into Hall H for a panel, you can get a little Hall H merit badge. Or if you, you know, met a friend in line, they have one for that, right? And they have all these different merit badges. But they have an exclusive patch that had, like, the San Diego Convention Center on it, had the year, and they were limited to, like, 750 for the weekend. My hope was to get in there and grab one of those real quick because I have a collection of patches. And I was like, oh, that'd be a cool thing to add to that collection. And they were like gone immediately. So I was like, all right, moving on. There's like a huge line for Con Rangers. Anyway, I'll go look for the second thing that was really on my list, which was the Geeky Tikis. These were ceramic mugs for the Haunted Mansion from Disneyland. So these are tiny like shot glass size tiki mugs.
I hadn't seen those. I hadn't seen them.
I didn't show them to you.
No. I mean, they're exclusive. I don't want to steal them from you.
They're so exclusive. But yeah, they stack up and then they're just these cool little tiki mugs of the hitchhiking ghost from the Haunted Mansion attraction. So that I was able to secure that first night. When I got to the booth, they were gone. And I was like, oh man, I missed out. And then somebody's like, no, they're just not out on the shelf. He's going to get more. And so after a brief restock, I was able to grab them. So that was cool. And that was pretty much it for preview night for me as far as stuff that I bought, because the other thing I looked at like some pins, some different things, the can koozie that you're using tonight that's in my kitchen. I wanted to get that. I ended up picking up that a couple of days later, and then And then you're like, that's cool. I want one too. But yeah, so
you did
the rest of the stuff I got, I ended up getting over the course of the weekend.
Yeah. We did stop by that one Lorcana artist, booth. We got him to sign that. He showed you some of his Procreate files. And
he did. James Mulligan, one of the Lorcana artists that was there, he did sign a couple of cards for me. And while I was there chatting with him, while I was signing the cards, he talked about the reveal from the new set that comes out this Friday. One of the cards that he did the art on. And he's like, did you see the new reveal? And I'm like, in my head, I'm thinking, I've been doing Comic-Con stuff like all day. I haven't been looking at card reveals. No. He's like, hold on. Let me show you some of the artwork. And there's so many details in the background. And then we stood there for several minutes while he was trying to open up his iPad and pull up Procreate. And I will say, one, it was worth the wait because it was a very detailed and cool background. And to his credit, I did look at that card preview today, actually.
Uh-huh.
So many of those details are not on the card. They are completely edited out of the card. So,
yeah.
But anyway, he's real cool and a nice guy. So it was fun talking to him. I also did later in the weekend, Julie Vu, V-U, went to her booth and got her to sign a card as well. I got her to personalize it because it was cheaper. and then she did a bunch of Taylor Swift artwork, so I bought that for my kid too.
Oh, cool, man. Yeah, yeah. So after losing out on my Total Recall exclusive, the next stop on my trip was NECA, I think. Yeah, NECA. So for some of these, here's the thing. What we learned this weekend, or that weekend, was dropping stuff, dropping your exclusives on the floor till they break, and then they're not worth anything. No, what we learned about Comic-Con, lines. There's so many lines. So I get
if to you the, love lines, you should go to Comic-Con.
So I get to the NECA booth, and I'm like, oh, like, all right, cool, cool. I go straight up to like the cashier. I'm like, you know, okay, all right. I guess I want to go ahead and get this exclusive. And then I look over, I'm like, oh, wait, is that a line? Oh, that's a line. Oh, it's wrapping around the booth. Oh, okay. Let me go get in line. So I got in line. I waited 30 minutes or something like that, right? For something I tried to order online before it, and it was sold out online. And I probably could have got this really anytime over the course of the weekend because I don't think it actually ever sold out. But it's the Predator from the movie Prey, and it's in its active camouflage. So it's like you could see the details for our
video viewers. If you want to see all this stuff,
yeah,
go to youtube.com/apathetic enthusiasm and see the things.
It's partially invisible. It's partially battle damaged, so you can see some of it. It was really, really cool, and so I wanted to pick that up. So after I got that, I was like, okay, now I'm gonna go to the next spot. They weren't supposed to be selling this thing until the next day, but I went over to check it out anyway, and it was for the glow in the dark Chester Cheetah Flaming Hot Cheetos little figurine. And so I get there and I'm like, are you guys selling the Chester Cheetah tonight? And the guy's like, yep. I'm like, oh, cool, I'll take one. And then I'm like, oh, wait, sorry, are you in line? And it was the ADA line, and they're like, yeah, this is ADA. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that line's pretty long for ADA. Wait a minute, if this is the ADA line, so then I look around.
How long's the actual line?
Then I look around the corner. It's a long line. So I wait in that line. There was a girl, like three or four people in front of me that looked like Felicia Day, but she was wearing a face mask. She had like cat stuff, cat patches on her shirt. I'm like, that looks like Felicia Day, like in incognito mode. It really does, but I didn't call her out. I didn't say Felicia. But anyways, I got up to the front. I got that Chester Cheetah, so that was good. And then what is the last thing I got was there was a Simpsons lanyard where there, like, you can, it has like flashing buttons and stuff like that. It was limited at like 250. But I think that was getting sold all weekend too. I don't, like, I didn't have to rush to get that one. Cause I,
yeah, at that point, cause we had broken off, you were chasing after your exclusives. I was chasing after mine. After I had like circumnavigated the entire floor and realized that outside of like those tiki mugs, everything I wanted was either in a line that was too long for me to, like, the value of the thing I was after was not as high as the length of time I was going to have. Like, we're talking pins, right? We're talking like cam koozies where they like had huge lines for this stuff. And I'm like, nah, if it sells out tonight, so be it. So I managed to get over to the booth where your Simpsons lanyard was, and I was, and that's where we reconvened. I met you there, and you're able to buy that. And then the rest of the weekend, like, we did buy some other stuff. We got a lot of freebies, especially outside of the convention center.
Yeah.
When we did our press event for the Hulu Animayhem, which was really cool, and I encourage you to go watch the video on our YouTube channel or our Instagram if you want to see that. But they gave us like a bunch of cool stuff. These little Gloobers guys or whatever, yeah. the stress balls. This is like the most gratifying stress ball. When I took my son back through this event, these were gone by the time we got up to it. I was super bummed because this was the thing I was most looking for. I was hoping to get a red one or another color. The pin sets that we got, they had the Futurama pin sets, special delivery too. So this is a follow on to the, mine just fell out. So this is the pin sets, but what Brandon doesn't have, because he only went once.
Yeah. I didn't wait in line like 4 hours to go.
Four hours. Yeah. I also got the Solar Opposites pins, where all the Solar Opposites characters are cats. So that's a thing. I also got, and I'm probably sending these to Brandon. They come in a cool collector's box, but I took mine out of the box for shipping purposes. Hitmonkey season 2 is coming out. So I got a handful of Hitmonkey pins.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
That's cool.
That I'll be able to send to you. There's this character that I don't know. This is really the stuff that the audio listeners stick around for.
Yeah. It's like Bullseye.
I also have enamel pins from Brandon that he got at football games that he just gave me. So those are a highlight
of games that the Chargers lost, by the way. But I wanted him to have pins from a Chargers game.
We're not surprised that the Chargers lost a football game. I ran into a Disney influencer that I follow on Instagram and got a selfie with him. And he was there with Roosevelt's, the shirt company. So he gave me this like exclusive limited edition Roosevelt's pin.
Nice.
Brandon found these Disney Plus and Hulu pins for me. The perfect pair right there.
Those Hulu.
Another Hitmonkey pin.
Nice. There you go, Brandon. Those Hulu Disney pins let you know. Here's what I did. I wish I had one. It was the Wolverine half of the pin set. On Sunday, and I will get into this real quick. So Sunday, Saturday night, I went to a different hotel. So I had like one night in a hotel in San Diego, downtown San Diego, instead of Santee.
Living the high life. Sweating it out in East County.
Yeah. And so the next morning I went to Comic-Con by myself. I woke up super early. So I was like, by like 6:30, I'm like, screw it. I don't need to stay in this hotel longer than I need to. I'll just go wait in line, whatever the line looks like, to get in. So I get to Comic-Con early, basically. I wait in line, and the line is still pretty long to get in, but if this is the line to get into the convention center, there's not going to be that many people actually on the floor, right? That's kind of what I was. So I was like, here's what I want to do. I want to do a few things. One, I want to get that badge for Travis from the Capital Critters or whatever it was called.
Yeah, the con Rangers.
Yeah,
this patch.
So I beelined it to that place. I got in line and I was like, "Do you have any more of the special edition badge?" Like, yeah, we do. And there's only like five people in front of me, so I was sweating that there was gonna be like there's only five left. Sorry, I'm like, fuck. Yeah.
Interestingly enough, these were limited to 750, and I'm pretty sure the one that you got me is 745. So we're cutting it close. Would not have gotten it without
cutting it nice and close. But the other thing about being on the floor on Sunday is a day that people are just like trying to get rid of stuff, right? So I picked up so much free posters and stuff like that. I got a Judge Dredd poster tube. Went by the Hulu place, and like I wanted a What We Do in the Shadows. I wanted a denim poster from The Simpsons.
Did they give you the denim poster?
I don't think they had any actually. Oh. There was like Abbott Element, and I was like, I don't care about any of that. But some of these pins. So as I'm walking in the line at the Hulu, Crapopolis, yeah. As I'm walking in the line, and like I grab a poster, and they're like, basically, they're just like, here you go, here you go, here you go. And there's a pile of these pins, and I was like, oh, Travis would like this. I'm like, but I also want one. So no one was watching, so I grabbed another one. Like, screw it, I want this. Oh, there's also like a Hulu Anime Hem. Shoelaces that I grabbed, which I didn't show you. I was like, I don't really want these, but I guess I'll put them on something.
That happens a lot where you end up with things that you don't really want. I do want to show one last pin that I was really excited to nab while I was there. It's the Just Here for the Zipline pin.
I think you should leave. Yeah.
We quote that show quite a bit at work.
Are you sure about that?
So I was excited to grab that. But in terms of like people handing you things or giving you extra things that you weren't really expecting to go home with, shout out to our boy Randall.
Hell yeah.
At Adult Swim, who made sure that we walked away from the Adult Swim Pirate Party with a ton of cool swag. To include Rick Mobile bookends, a Pickle Rick toilet roll holder that Brandon is showing off on camera right now.
It's pretty heavy, man.
It's heavy. It's heavy.
I'll probably put this in my office at work.
I thought about I'm gonna probably display it on a wall and not have it hold toilet paper. Or if I ever need like tissues.
Oh, yeah.
I can just do that and like you're set. These die cast spaceships are awesome. I can't really get it on screen. But so he hooked us up with a bunch of cool stuff from the Pirate Party. And we are forever grateful to Randall for being just a real cool guy.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. And Thomas, too. Thomas is awesome out there.
Yes.
So shout out to those guys who really try to and are effective at making the fans feel appreciated and loved. So hope to see him next year.
Especially Thomas. I saw that guy jobbing it out all weekend, making sure things are running smoothly. I'm going to tie my Adult Swim bandana around my headphones and not look weird at all while I do that. Those are really cool. And the stuff was really cool. And shout out to those guys for helping us out. Finally, your big exclusive get of the weekend was the Funko Pops.
Oh, yeah.
You were able to get into the Funko line. So I was able to bring home a couple cool Funkos, including this Marvin the Martian that I really wanted. Yay. I also got a Snoopy. Snoopy with Woodstock. My son got a couple that I don't have in here because they're in his room. He got a Proto the dog, which was already like 10 times its retail value, like when he looked it up that same day. So I was extra careful when packing that in the suitcase on the way home.
Yep.
So those were real cool. I don't know.
I got a Kermit from there, a Kermit with a coffee mug. I got a Jeff wanted Voltron. And but he didn't realize that it was a larger scale Voltron. So when I put it in his office on Monday or whatever it was, he's like, "Hey, that's much bigger than I was expecting."
Yikes. Ooh.
There's that. There, that's exclusive, man. I got an exclusive Godzilla for my nephew. There was a Diamond Thrawn there that I thought about buying. I'm like, nah, I don't need that.
Yeah.
And that also was like 10 times what it was worth. But you know, like the other aspect that I keep thinking about is like, yes, it is a little FOMO, but also, am I really going to sell it? Like
that's the thing I thought about. So my Marvin the Martian actually got damaged in my suitcase. Like the box got damaged, not the pop itself. And at first I was real kind of like bummed about it. I was like, oh, here's my, you know, exclusive San Diego Comic-Con item that, you know, obviously it gets damaged. And then I was like, I've grown up loving Marvin the Martian like since I was a child. I'm probably going to pull this thing out of the box and display it like a bunch of my other pops that I have. So what am I worried about? Like I will never sell this to turn a profit on the market, right? Like the fact that I have it is exciting. So big thanks to Brandon for making that happen and helping us get some of those pops as well. So we talked about what we bought, we talked about what we saw. I mean, we could talk a little bit more about what we did, but you've already seen the fruits of that labor a little bit in terms of some of the videos that we're able to put out about the Hulu event, about the Adult Swim event. We do have another video that I need to finish editing about Stern pinball machines, which like we've never talked about pinball on the podcast before. But I will say just really quickly, like it was really cool going to the pop-up arcade that they set up and seeing the pinball machines and talking to people that actually worked on getting these out the door, and it gave me a better appreciation for pinball just as a game, as a current game, like that is still relevant and fun to play. And the technology that they've kind of put into these pinball machines was really interesting. So I'm excited to get that put out as well.
And also the people that we interviewed watching them play also gave me an appreciation like, oh, they are really good at pinball. Even one guy who's like,
I am not.
He's like, I work on these things and I still suck. And he still kicked ass. So the techniques that they have, shaking just a little bit. Like I tried to recreate that a couple times when I played a couple of the games, but I kept trying to shake it forward instead of side to side. But it's fun. So I look forward to getting that interview out there. One thing, there's a couple things we wanted to see and we didn't see. We already talked about the Silo thing. One thing that we didn't see, and it's okay that we didn't see, was the Shaun of the Dead 20th anniversary pop-up. Because I've read on Reddit that was, of all the pop-ups, that was probably the worst one because they ran out of...
Yeah, I heard it was a huge disappointment.
They were supposed to have beer... special edition beer, but they ran out like on the first day. And it was basically a waste of time. The bear, people were like, this sucked. I guess the penguin, season.
Yeah. I heard really good things about Paramount's, fan activation, the Paramount Lodge. The FX activation we've never done. We walk by it all the time because it's like on our way to the Hilton Bayfront, and usually we're going to Adult Swim for something, and it's like nestled right between the two of those. They have some interesting shows. It seems like a lot of photo op type things, but I don't think I'm missing out too much going to that, but I heard mixed things. I heard some okay things, and I heard some like not so exciting things about it. But Hulu Anime Mayhem was really cool. It wasn't, I don't know that it was 4 hours in line in the sun cool. I would say it was cool enough that even though I'd already gone through it, I was willing to wait a couple hours in line with my son, knowing that we'd have to wait because there was like a lot of cool giveaways and things and stuff like that. So Hulu does a pretty good job out there. And I mean, there's a lot of things around the convention center that people can go to, even without having a pass for the convention. So, yeah.
And the last thing I want to say about Comic-Con was Sunday. After dropping off the merchandise to you and your son, I started walking. I bought a Twilight Zone thing. I'll finish the last thing, which is on preview night, walking around, being like, okay, keep that one in mind. Keep that thing in mind to just buy, not exclusive stuff. Just by Sunday, I'm going to try to haggle some of these things down. So there was a Puppet Master thing that was $45 the entire weekend. And my son and I have the collection of these figurines. But this one thing we didn't have. So last day I go up to him, like, I'll give you 40 for that. I'm like, all right. I'm like, all right. Look at me haggling. And then I went and got there was these King and Kodos figurines from The Simpsons. They didn't have them anymore, but there was a Twilight Zone thing. And I was like, well, since I didn't spend the money on the King and Kodos, I'll spend the money on the Twilight Zone thing. And I won't say
you're the king of girl math. You're like, well, I didn't spend the money on this that I was already mentally going to spend. So yeah. I guess I'm free to spend it on this.
And I'm not going to say how much it was out loud. So,
Not on record. Not on record. Not on a recorded podcast.
That's right. But I will say it's heavy. And so where I parked all weekend long was like a mile away. And so it's hot. It's sweaty. This thing is heavy on my shoulder. And as I'm walking past the hotels, past the main street where the convention center is, I finally see it. I find the Rickmobile. It's there. The son of a bitch. We were looking for it all weekend. And as I'm leaving, there it is. And the Mortymobile. So as I walked across the street in front of the Mortymobile, I took a little video.
Yeah, that's good. Overall, it was a fun weekend. Did we do everything we were hoping to get done? No. Are there some things that we wish would have gone differently? Absolutely. But in the end, we got to see a lot of really cool stuff. We got to take home a lot of really cool stuff.
Yeah.
And I just want to say I'm extremely grateful for the opportunity to go out to cover this event in some way, shape, or form, to see so many people like in their element, enjoying their individual fandoms, getting to be around people that share the same fandoms that we do, reconnecting with people that we've gotten to know over the years by covering some of these events, whether that's Jimmy J, Randall, all the folks over at Adult Swim that we've gotten to know. That's just a lot of fun. So it's something I do look forward to and hope that we can do again in the future.
Yeah.
Plus it's an excuse to hang out with Brandon.
That's true.
For like 4 days, not on Zoom. So that's an added perk as well.
Yeah. The worst part about this weekend for Travis was when my high school friend and I hung out and Travis was felt alone by himself. And he's like,
no, that gave me an opportunity to like check our metrics on Instagram and stuff.
And also, here's what I'll say.
Finally, Brandon's not talking to me. I can do something with this.
the very, very last thing I'll say is when it is very hot outside, even though the carbonara looks delicious on the menu, it's probably not the best meal choice to be standing on the sun for a couple more hours. Okay.
That's right.
That's all
that's
I've
right.
got. That's for the post show.
I promised a Deadpool review that will come. We will give another week or two, and then we will talk. Overall, we both like the movie, but we do. You already rewatched it, but we'll get a maybe that'll be the post show. I don't know. We'll see. Again, thanks to everybody for supporting our show, and if we saw you out at Comic-Con, thanks for saying hi. And until next time, I'm Travis.
And I'm Brandon. Thank you so much, one and all.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.